There's a fascinating machlokes ha'poskim regarding the question of whether or not making a magic show is mutter api aloch. Now, what is the basis of the shaila? So there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samachay, where the Gemara over there brings down a braisa that brings three shitas in the Tanoim regarding the definition of loisa oinenu. The Torah says loisa nachshu v'loisa oinenu, that there's an isser for a person to be a me'oinen. And the question is, what is included in this isser of loisa oinenu? How do we define the isser of becoming a me'oinen? So the first shita holds, and this is the shita of Reb Shimon, that this isser entails a person putting shechva zera on his eyes. And obviously this wouldn't really be something that's nageya l'maisa to us. And therefore, if you were to assume like this Tana, magic shows obviously would be mutter api aloch. However, the sheet of the Chachamim is that the Isser of loisa einenu includes someone who's oiches esoenayim. What is oiches esoenayim? So the Rishonim explain, the Rambam explains, that oiches esoenayim means someone who does a magic show. Someone who does a magic show, he is considered someone who's over on this Isser of loisa einenu, and therefore, if someone were to hire this person to be performing a magic show for him, then he would be Oivran Lifnei Iver, because doing a magic show is included in the Isser of Loi Se'oineinu. Then there's a third shita that's brought down in the Brayis, and that is the shita that holds that the Isser of Loi Se'oineinu includes a person who tells someone what he should do based on the different mazolas, the different astrologies, and the different simonim that he sees in the Bria as to what this person will be successful at. So that's the third shito, that is what is included in the Isser of Loi So'inenu. But akoponim in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Kuf Ayin Tes in Yardea, we paskin like this shito of the Chachamim, that the Isser of Loi So'inenu includes someone who's oiches esu'inayim, and l'chayra it should emerge that performing a magic show should be over on an Isser Deiraisa. And the Rambam tells us that this carries with it a lava that has Malkus to it. And therefore, since this is a lav sheish by Malkus, a person, l'chayra, should be unable to, number one, attend a magic show, and as well, it should be also for a person to perform a magic show. However, there is a machlekes rishonim whether or not a magic show that a person would perform in contemporary times would be included in this Isser of Oiches Esayinai. The Shita Sarambam is that when we aser a person from performing a magic show, we are asering even a person who's only using sleight of hand. He's only using his very swift movements, and he's not truly performing any magic. He's not doing anything be'emes, but he's giving off the impression that he's doing something. So since he's fooling the Brias, he's acting as if some type of magic is being performed. So even though in truth he's not doing anything that is real magic, nonetheless, since he's using his sleight of hand to give the impression that he's doing something that's magical, that is an Isser Deiraisa of Loisa Einenu. That's the Shitas Rambam. However, the Radvaz disagrees. And the Radvaz holds that if a person doesn't do anything, all he does is a sleight of hand. He uses his hands in a very swift manner, and he's able to do something very cool and something that makes people think that he's doing magic, even though in truth he's not doing anything that is magical. Says the Radvaz, that is not included in the Isser of Loi So'inenu. Says the Radvaz, what is loisa einenu? When you do something that actually has kishuv to it. When there is actual some magical element to what you are doing, that is included in the Isser of kishuv, just like the Isser of magic, just like we find by Chatume Mitzrayim, by the different people who works for Paro in Mitzrayim. where they were able to perform magic, that is something that's considered loisaynenu, when you're actually doing something because you are invoking the powers of tuma. And the iser of the Radvaz, says the Radvaz, the iser of loisaynenu includes someone who invokes the power of tuma to make people believe that he's some type of ultimate power, some type of koyach that is able to perform things beyond the regular laws of nature. That, and only that, is a person who is over on the iser of loisa inenu. So that's the shita Radvaz. And zokti Radvaz weiter, the Rambam is l'shitosoi, because the Rambam is a person who believes that the entire concept of magic is foolish and completely meaningless. And according to the Shita Sarambam, the entire idea of doing something that's magical, that's supernatural, is completely hevel havolim. It means nothing. It's just a joke. People are able to pretend that they're doing magic, and avad they're not doing magic. And Mevela, the Rambam l'shitosai, obviously learned that the Isser v'loisaynenu doesn't mean doing real magic, because according to the Rambam, there is no such thing as real magic. Mevela, the Rambam learned that loisaynenu includes using your sleight of hand. Avad, you're not doing magic, but you're doing something with your quick movements that give off the impression that you're doing something that's magical. That's including the Isser v'loisaynenu, because al-kurchach, you have to touch up the pasuk that way, because there is no ability for you to perform real magic. So al-kurchach, when the Torah asserted magic, it means only a swift movement and not actual magic. However, says the Radvaz, we who disagree with the Rambam, most poskim disagree with the Rambam, and they hold that there is a real idea of magic. Magic does exist, norvos. In the olden days, when the koiches of Kedusha were on a much higher level, so zelu mazeh, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu also had a tremendous power of tuma that he allowed in this world. Because as much Kedusha there is, that's how much tuma there is. And therefore, in those days, when there was a lot of Kedusha, real magic was able to be performed because the koiches of tuma were on an elevated status. However, today, when we have a much lower level of Kedusha, we as well have a much more lower level of tuma, and therefore, magic is something that we simply don't have any access to because we don't have a high level of Kedusha. Memela says the Radvaz, Avada, when the Torah Aser Lo Yisaynenu was talking about using the koiches of tuma and the koiches of real magic, and that's something that is not being employed when a person performs a magic show, because all he's doing is using his sleight of hand, and therefore, says the Radvaz, it would be mutter for a person to, number one, attend a magic show, and number two, perform a magic show. However, most Paiskim seem to passing like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam. The Yerideh Simen Kuf Ayin Tes. The Shach passing like the Rambam. And the Chochmah Sodom passing like the Rambam. The Chochmah Sodom says, a person who uses his sleight of hand and gives the impression that he's doing something that has a shaychus to magic, he's over in the Isser v'loisaynenu, even though he's not performing actual magic. However, there are Paiskim that say that if the person who is performing the show clearly announces to his audience that what he's doing is not real magic and he's just using his sleight of hand, according to some poskim that is mutter, and that's the shita of the Divrei Yatziv, the Kleisenberger. And Rav Moshe as well uses this eitz. And Rav Moshe says if he notifies the olam that is present at his show that he's not performing real magic and all he's using is sleight of hand, that suffices because now he's not giving off the impression that he's actually doing magic because he already notified them that it's not real magic. And Farketz, says Rav Moshe, today it's Yodua that what he's doing is not real magic, it's just the use of sleight of hand, he's just using his very quick movements. And since it's Yodua that what he's doing is not real magic, says Rav Moshe, in his opinion, it would seem that it would be mutter because it's not real magic and no one has the impression that it's real magic. But Lamaisa, says Rav Moshe, he is concerned and he is hesitant to give a clear heter on this because Lamaisa, there are poskim that were machmer. And as we mentioned, the Chochmah Sodom was machmer. Rebbe Yashiv, the Shevet HaLevi, and others were as well machmir. They said that if you want to be allowed to perform a magic show of Bizman Azeh, you should make sure to teach the audience as well exactly how you are performing your magic trick. But if you simply say, nothing over here that I'm doing is real magic, that wouldn't suffice in their opinion. And according to them, you have to actually delineate the process in which you are using, the process that you are using to perform your magic show. But Akoponim, this is the Machlekes. Ramosha is Noite Lahakel, and others were Noite Lahachmer. This is the Machlekes Apoiskim, whether a magic show Bizman Hazeh is Mutter.